Hi, everybody. This is Scott Saad. I hope that your week is off to a good start. I spent much of this morning going over the backlog of emails that I received from so many folks. Thank you all for writing in. For better or worse, as you all know by now, I've become the central repository of the tsunami of lunacy that has gripped the West. And so I was going through my emails. As you also know, I often will choose one email and read it because it captures some important point. And true to form, I have an email here from you from June 10th, which shows you how far my backlog goes to. So this is 19 days ago. I won't mention who the person is, despite the fact that that person seems to be quite nonchalant about, their anonymity. And they actually are representative of something that I talk about in the last chapter of my forthcoming book, The Parasitic Mind, which I hope you've all pre-ordered one copy, if not multiple copies. It is very important to pre-order the copy ASAP because it then helps when the bestseller lists come out. The book will be out on October 6th. But in any case, in The Parasitic Mind, I have a section which I title Activate Your Inner Honey Badger. And what I'm referring to there is the fact that the honey badger is a extraordinarily fearsome animal. Despite the fact that it is no bigger than the size of a small dog, it can stand up to, a group of lions that are surrounding it, and the lions will back down in complete intimidation. And so I'm basically here imploring people, when I say activate your inner honey badger, to actually fight for your principles, to not back down from the mob, and so on and so forth. So you'll see, you can read the additional details in my book. But so this person here is a perfect demonstration of what it is to be a honey badger. Well done to that person. I'm proud of you. So let me read you the email. And as I said, I will not mention their identity and I will edit out the name of the school that they're at. Otherwise, I will read the email verbatim. Dear Dr. Saad, after reading your Facebook post lamenting the general state of cowardice in the world, I realize I had a story that went in the opposite direction, which may cheer you up. I have been following you for years and still enjoy your content. What do you mean, still enjoy your content? You will enjoy my content forevermore. This is the least I can do if you are feeling down. Don't give up hope. Thank you. I'm an undergraduate finishing my BS in electrical engineering at, I'll withhold the name of the school, but it's a prestigious university. Over the summer, I once took a class in public speaking. It was going okay at first until we had a kind of discussion-like session where I got in a verbal disagreement with two students over the nature of propaganda versus truth. Their argument was there is no such thing as truth and only different perspectives, i.e., everything is propaganda. I thought this was a patently insane idea and got in quite a spat with them over it. Welcome to postmodernism. That was bizarre, but it actually got worse. Later, one of those same students gave a speech in which they declared that straight people ought to be eliminated from the population and everyone should be made queer. I frankly asked her if this was satire in the beginning of her speech, to which she stated no. Welcome to my world, kid. It's kind of ironic that a sexually reproducing species would result in the entire population no longer engaging in sexual reproduction. The trajectory of that recommendation from that student needs to be thought out a bit more carefully. Then her friend gave a similarly insane diatribe on the necessity of punishing men for the, quote, the male gaze, close quote. She ended up arguing that heterosexuality was only a result of socialization and nothing else. My prophetic satire strikes again. Welcome to my world. When question time arrived, I thoroughly proceeded to question her into oblivion in full view of everyone. People were actually quite aghast that I was confronting either of these two people. I saw basically the same reaction I get when religious people respond to questioning. Eventually, I was messaged by the professor telling me to apologize. I refused. Honey Badger. I was then contacted by the dean of students from my university asking me to come into a resolution meeting because she was disturbed that I would question either of these two talks. I frankly asked if there was any penalty for not attending, to which she said no. I replied to the effect of, quote, thanks, I did nothing wrong, so I will not be attending your ambush. Have a good day, close quote. This person has to be a child that I must have sired without knowing at some point in my life. Who else could possess this kind of fortitude? They left me alone after that. Stand up to bullies and they will find somebody else. Well done. Another thing to potentially cheer you up is how the engineering department at my university views the DIE religion. The DIE religion is the acronym I coined for diversity, inclusion, and equity. We all hate it. Everyone in the engineering department laughs at these people. A lot of us pay lip service to this intellectual terrorism. I like the fact that you're using Dr. Saad's terms, but de facto resist it at every turn. I'm starting to think engineering is immune to this idea pathogen. It isn't, since it's firmly rooted in reality. The other problem is that once people start screwing with engineers, many people will die. I think this means that subconsciously everyone knows the DIE religion is bullshit, like most religions. Most? Recant my story. I think the person meant to say recount my story as much or as little as you desire. I don't care! Exclamation point. Cheers! Exclamation point. To the person in question, tip of the hat, you have my respect. That's probably the most important thing that goes on your CV. I have obtained explicit tip of the hat from Dr. Saad. The rest of my CV is immaterial. Mic drop. Well done. This is what a person with conviction looks like. A young person. This is not a 68-year-old tenured professor who can't be punished and yet hides in the corner. This is a student who is starting out their lives and says, no, I won't be part of this nonsense. Now again, every decent person wants to stop institutional barriers to entry. So in that sense, to the extent that diversity, inclusion, and equity tries to address institutional barriers, and you can prove that there are institutional barriers, then of course we support that. But the idea of promulgating the current manifestations of the DIE religion is perfectly antithetical to what a fair, just society rooted in an ethos of meritocracy where individual dignity is celebrated. The DIE religion goes perfectly against that. It rewards people and punishes people based on immutable characteristics that have nothing to do with the merits of someone's dossier. It is wrong and it should stop. Have a good day, everybody. Cheers. And again, to the person in question, you're my honey badger of the week. Well done.